You're listening to a podcast from 702.
We often hear people talk about finding the right balance, or even asking others how they cope with being parents, career ninjas, romantic partners to their significant others, and everything else in between, friendships, other extended family. How much intent and thought goes into this, though? Do you wake up every day thinking about the different aspects of your life and what you need to give more attention to, and maybe how you're not being fulfilled by your current life choices and successes? Well, on the show today, we're going to be learning about the holistic approach to finding a work-life balance. Life coach extraordinaire Tracy Dubé, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Nicholas. Thanks for having me.
So, Tracy, this becomes doubly important now. We live in a time where really our work and life, or at least work and personal lives have meshed together even more than before, with a lot of people working from home during COVID-19. I mean, what does a healthy and balanced lifestyle even look like nowadays?
A healthy life balance means living a fulfilling or purposeful life. So it's being in control of the different areas of your life, like you mentioned earlier, work, home, relationships, your body, your emotional and mental well-being. But being in control doesn't mean that everything is always rosy, because people get this wrong all the time. It just means that your energy and emotions are not used up in one aspect of your life only. For instance, you are not constantly focusing your energy on work or a particular relationship that is just draining you all the time, but you have a good balance focusing on what's important rather than what's urgent or what will give you instant gratification.
You know, that saying, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, rings true for me here. I mean, we're not talking about beauty, but we're talking about that balance. And you know, it really depends on what you believe is important in life. Some people do have a family life, but would regard their professional life more important because it enables the family life to provide for them, so to speak. So, I mean, how do we arrive at the point where we begin to understand what is important to us? I mean, do you have like a five-step program, some questions you can ask yourself, some things you need to jot down on a piece of paper to properly illuminate what is important and what you should be doing?
There will be times where one area of your life dominates or requires more attention than the rest. For example, say that you are working on a big project at work for a few weeks. During that period, you may work long hours, you may miss exercise, you could, decline an invite to a boys' night out. When this happens, don't feel guilty or judge yourself because you can't commit to spending time with your family or commit to a healthy life balance. What's important is to realize and make your loved ones aware that it's only for a certain period. When it starts becoming overwhelming and prolonged, then you know it's taking up way too much of your energy, more than is necessary. And there are different things you can do to overcome this. So you could delegate some of your tasks at work or even chores at home. You can prioritize self-care and doing things that lift up your spirit. For example, take time to switch off, like take a break from work, meditate, take a walk outside, journaling, listening to music, etc. Or you can even ask yourself a question, a more positive and a better question: what can I do within my control to change the situation? What can I do within my control to change the situation? When we ask better questions, we come up with better and more creative solutions.
If you have a question about how you could be living your best life, one that's balanced between work, play, family, friends, and everything else in between, you can give us a call now and speak directly to Tracy, 011-883-0702. Otherwise, WhatsApp voice note 072-702-1702. And yeah, you can hit me up on the Twitter, at Nicholas Bauer on twitter.com. So if one area of your life, Tracy, for instance, work, overtakes the other important ones, like family, how do you overcome that challenge without feeling overwhelmed or even trying to, you know, find the necessity to balance expectations? Your work mates have relied on you to be there, available 24/7. and may not understand that, hey, I'm also a family guy. I also need to give time to my children, to my significant other.
That's very common. It's a good question, Nicholas. And to avoid this, it's important to set boundaries, first of all. What I mean by that is set boundaries with your colleagues, your boss, your friends, because when you don't do this, you'll find yourself being pulled in one direction only. So, for instance, work. And you will only be focusing on work. When this happens, your other relationships are in jeopardy. So you risk losing the other aspects of your life. So create boundaries with your colleagues, your boss. And if you can, where you can, in most cases, people normally delegate some of their tasks. When you can't, speak to your manager about the workload. Now that we are working from home, or most people are working from home, a difficult thing has been finding the balance. When do you switch off? When do you stop responding to emails? So delegate some of your tasks or speak to your manager about the workload. And remember that unless you raise it or speak about it, your manager won't know that this is something you are suffering with.
As I mentioned, we have Tracy Dubé, certified life coach, on the line talking about leading a balanced lifestyle. What are your excuses? Kick it old school with an SMS as well, 31702. I'm unemployed. I don't have a relationship. I just don't even know what a balanced life feels like, let alone looks like. What's your advice for Anonymous, who doesn't leave a name but leaves the broken heart emoji?
If you don't have someone that is close to you or a relationship that you can form, you can focus on work and other areas. So it's not to say that you need to focus on things that don't exist. There are other relationships. So you have relationships with friends, with family, with your colleagues, maybe outside of work. So it's not to say that now you need to create something that doesn't exist. Focus on what you have and make it more fulfilling and to the best of your ability. So don't try to, you know, now say, okay, I don't have a partner, therefore what am I supposed to do? Focus on what you have, be grateful and appreciate what you have at the current moment.
So what does that even look like though? I mean, appreciate what you have at this current point in time. You know the adage, you don't know what you've got until it's gone. How can you remind yourself about how lucky you indeed are?
There are different ways to do this. My favorite, personally, is journaling. So a lot of people would journal, for example, in the morning or in the evenings, what they are grateful for. And remember that it doesn't mean that a life balance has to be checking all the boxes, the relationship, your job, your physical well-being, your emotional well-being. It means that you have a balance and you are in control of what you currently have. And when you look currently, when you journal, this is what I'm grateful for, my family, the friendships that I have. And you work on improving that, improving your physical well-being, improving your mental state. So that could look like, you know, a meditation for other people. It could be taking walks outside, listening to music. It could be asking yourself, what's important to me right now? What do I value the most right now? So your values will be able to guide you as well in this exercise where you are able to discover and find exactly what it looks like. What does a fulfilling or purposeful life look like for me right now? It doesn't mean ignoring what you want, because we all have things that we aspire, things that we, the way that we want to live a particular lifestyle. It doesn't mean that you ignore that, but it just means that having a reality and being real with what you have at currently at a point in time.
Lines are open, 011-883-0702. Call in now and give your questions to Tracy Dubé, our certified life coach, talking about a balanced lifestyle in the era of COVID-19 on the Clement Mania Teleshow.
702.
Add your voice.
Have your say.
Let's walk the talk.
Finding that right balance, that's what we're trying to discover with Tracy Dube, a life coach today, lifestyle balance. If you're struggling to find that balance, I want to hear about it from you now, 011-883-0702. Tracy, thanks for sticking with us here. What about the social demands of living in a particular way? Because, you know, in as much as we're talking about trying to be fulfilled in all aspects of our lives, there's some people that have decided they don't want a family, for instance, and are quite happy working 16 hours a day with a two-hour break to eat and fall asleep on the couch watching TV.
That's a very good question. It's important to understand that you'll never be happy trying to live for other people. So it's one thing when society expects you to do things a certain way. So, for instance, you know, have a job at 22, be married at 25, have kids at 21, work certain hours, go home to a happy family. The problem is when we accept and own that narrative and make it our own. You need to figure out what's important to you. If you don't want to get married, you don't have to, for example. Don't put pressure on yourself on things that don't even feature in your list of values. Yes, we all want to achieve success, but you need to define what that looks like for you, not what so-and-so expects of me. And once you have a clear vision of what success means to you, then you can work towards achieving that. And remember to be patient and not comparing yourself with other people. Just because someone logs off at 4 p.m., if you are quite comfortable working right through to 7 because that's what makes you happy, then that's what makes you happy. It's asking yourself the important questions. What is important to me? What do I value? What makes me happy? What is fulfilling for me? And live your life according to those principles and not what is expected of you.
So how do you have that tough conversation with an overbearing parent that demands you get married and leave the corporate slog, or at least try and find other interests outside of the office or the boardroom, while at the same time still expecting you to support them?
This is also very common. We have a black tax, for instance, and when you live your life according to what the other person or your parents expects of you. I went through a similar thing not too long ago where I had to explain to my mom that I'm leaving corporate after 12 years to follow my passion. And, you know, our ways of thinking with her generation, it's different. And so it took some convincing, but I am not, again, dependent on her. So maybe it was a little bit more easier than someone whose parents are dependent on them or you are dependent on your parents. But it's important to have that conversation, because how long will you live your life trying to match up to your parents' expectations? You have to find out what is important for you. And yes, there may be instances where you will not agree, but convince them that this is what you want. This is your journey. This is your life. And therefore, you want to live it a particular way without causing conflict and tension. And maybe even finding a plan that will be sustainable, because maybe one of the issues parents would have is, you know, if you decide that you're going to be a painter, how are you going to sustain the life that you currently live? So maybe even having a plan, a solid plan, before you decide to take that leap, to convince them that, you know, I'll be okay. And you are an adult, of course, you will live your life, you know, according to what is important to you. But convince them, because their frame of thinking is different to what we think now, or the way that we want to live our lives. So it's important to have that chat with them and conversation, and convince your parents or your partner. In some instances, it would be your partner, you know, where you are dependent on two incomes in the house, and one person decides, no, I'm going to do this instead. I'm not going to work in corporate, or I'm going to give up this comfortable salary. So it's important to have the conversation, make sure that you are aligned, and whatever decision that you come at, it benefits the both of you.
So, as an employer, there's nothing better than having people that work for you that will go the extra mile, work those extra long hours, and really go above and beyond the call of duty. But in the same breath, there's nothing worse than an employee that ends up being burnt out and bitter because they've just spent their entire days working for your company where you're burning the candle at both ends. So how do you manage expectations as employers and encourage a work-life balance for their staff?
It's important for employers, and I see this happening a lot in companies now where well-being is becoming a thing. So your employees' well-being is becoming really important. It's something that has always been there for other companies, but now there is much more focus in well-being and employee well-being. Other companies are even introducing strategies to eliminate burnout, and whether people follow this through or not, again, depending on the individual and what's important to them. But companies would implement strategies and ways to reduce burnout or avoid it altogether for their employees, such as, for instance, you know, deciding that our employees will not be meeting at certain times, that you are not allowed to send out emails after 5, or just coming up with strategies that will enable employees to take a break and avoid burnout, because nobody wants a burned out employee. Nobody wants a stressed employee. It is detrimental to their health and their well-being, and they will not be productive or effective if they burned out. So it's important to come up with strategies or ways that will enable your employees to avoid such things as burnout. Again, it's up to the individual to make sure that they do take up that offer. So, and when you take up that offer, it's important to practice things like self-care, you know, switching off when you say that you're switching off, and you know, doing your hobbies, focusing on other aspects of your life, like building and maintaining relationships outside of work.
Tracy Dubé, certified life coach, been chatting to us about the work-life balance on the Clement Magnotela show. Where can we find these tips to find and maintain a healthy balance in your life, whether or not it's in the workplace, in your familial relationships, in your social life, in your spiritual life as well? What's your first point of call?
What's important, don't focus on what makes you happy only, but also what's important. What do I mean by that? Chocolate, for instance, may make you happy, but exercise is important for you. That's the first tip. Don't focus on what makes you happy only, but what's important. Two, I would say that you prioritize time for yourself. You cannot pour from an empty cup. Again, this is where self-care comes in. Doing the things that make you feel good, like hobbies, maybe learning a new skill, donating to charity, spiritual life, like prayer, meditation. So prioritize time for the things that lift up your energy and your spirit. Another tip would be to strive to develop a positive mindset. And I don't mean being happy all the time. A positive mindset doesn't mean that you are happy. It just means that you allow your battery to run low from time to time, but you don't stay on reserve tank forever. So you recharge by shifting your mind on what's positive, what's possible, and powerful. Let's make that practical. So you receive bad news, for example, an interview that didn't go so well. Sure, that sucks for everyone. Allow yourself to feel a certain way. Be real about where you are and how you feel. And then dust yourself off. Get back to the internet. Send your CV to more companies. You know, you focus your energy on getting that job, and the brain then releases feel-good hormones, which give you a feeling and state of well-being. Again, I mentioned creating boundaries, because when you don't create boundaries, you will find yourself being pulled in one direction or aspect of your life, and also continue to nurture those relationships.
Where can we find out more about you? Where can we find you, the life coach, Tracy?
You can find me on my website, The Positive Minds Africa. I am a certified life coach, and I also work for Dynamic Voice as a communication coach. You can also find me on Instagram, Positive Minds Africa. So Positive Minds Africa everywhere.
Positive Minds Africa, that's the name of the game. Positive Mind is really a stepping stone to so much more things than just a balanced lifestyle. Tracy Dube, it's been great chatting to you for the past half an hour.